I'm really interested about the motorcycle for a lot of reasons.
She drove away.
He said he just wanted to give it to me.
Then blew him off.
I told her that I would eventually give it to her if things worked out between us.
What you have described to me is a broken heart, and now you want all your stuff back.
Even the judge gets the cold shoulder.
He feels like a fool. He feels like you took him for a ride. Are you listening to me?
What do you want?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shannon Hennenkamp is suing his former friend, Cheryl Tanyon, for several unpaid loans and for the return of a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
This is case number 216 on the calendar, the matter of Hennenkamp versus Tanyon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Why don't you folks have a seat?
Mr. Hennenkamp, your claim is that you loaned money.
Yes.
On many occasions to the defendant, who was your girlfriend and with whom you thought you were going to spend eternity. That didn't work out. You want your money back. In addition to your money, she has a motorcycle that belongs to you, you
correct.
Say, despite the fact that you turned over the pink slip and the title to her.
Yes.
You say it really belongs to you.
Yes.
And you want it back.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start out. When did the two of you meet? Month and year?
I don't know the exact year.
You don't know the year? I'm not even asking you for a day, sir. Just a year.
Probably in 06.
Okay. And when did the two of you become a couple?
Beginning of this year.
When was the first time that you gave her money and for what?
Probably shortly after that, when I was doing some work on some of her cars that had been neglected for a while.
So she has many cars?
Her and her kids have about approximately 5 vehicles.
And is that your business?
Yes, I have a salvage yard, auto salvage yard. And,
great. You weren't living together, were you?
No.
So you would come over to do work on her cars?
Yes. Actually, after we started dating, I think I saw her just about every day other than when she went on vacation for a couple weeks.
And you fixed her cars?
Correct.
So?
Among other things.
Well, let's start. I'm asking you, when did you make the first loan to her?
I would say probably the middle of February, end of February.
What was it for?
I bought some parts to repair one of her cars.
And tell me about the conversation that you had.
Not
basically. I don't want to hear basically. There's no basically.
She was going to pay me back. She had mentioned a couple times she was getting a tax return back. She would pay me back.
Your Honor, that's a lie.
Just a second. Let me tell you, sir. I'm going to keep going with this, and then I'm going to explain what an oral contract is.
Okay.
When's the next time that you gave her money, and for what?
I have receipts here from early February all the way up till June. I mean,
what?
There's auto repairs on her Grand Am. She has a 04 Grand Am.
Yes, I'm not interested in the car parts anymore, sir.
Okay.
We're finished with the car parts.
Okay.
I'm going to explain to you. I asked you when the next time is that you gave her money, what you alleged she owes you.
It was probably in May, I think. I believe it was in May. I loaned her some money to buy some clothes and stuff for riding her motorcycle.
Okay, well, tell me about that.
I had purchased this motorcycle late last summer.
How much did you pay for it?
$2,200.
Yeah.
It was a repairable. It had damage on it.
Go ahead. So you paid $2,200. You have proof of that, I'm sure.
Correct.
Good. Keep going.
I stuck some money into it. I stuck about $500 to $600 into it in getting it repaired. She had expressed interest in buying it.
What did she say to you? Not expressed it.
Come in to look at it a couple times, and then she said she wanted it, and she said she would have to come up with the money.
Okay. Now, I want you to tell me about the motorcycle. I'm really interested about the motorcycle for a lot of reasons. Go ahead.
Okay. In the fall, he called me and said, I found a motorcycle for you because he knew I was looking. He wanted $2,300 for it. I said, I can't buy it till the spring. And so he kept it for me at a shop over the winter. The spring came. He said he just wanted to give it to me. I said, no, I am buying it from you. I stated that
clearly.
Well,
you had made an arrangement to buy it from
Yes.
For how much?
For $2,300.
Fine.
I stated it clearly that I was buying this motorcycle.
Fine. Good.
And he's not giving it because I wanted the title. He said, that's fine, you can have the title. And I said, okay. I gave him some metal for it because that's what he does, scrap metal. So he buys and sells scrap metal. So he came into my place and took three truckloads.
What kind of place do you have?
Just my house. I live in the country on a bunch of acres.
And what do you mean he took scrap metal from your house?
Okay, he took, I have a list. Do you want to see
it? Go ahead.
I took one trailer load out. That's what I took out.
You took a trailer load of old cars or trucks, what?
Actually, it was heavy tin off of an old awning from a gas station. And I loaded it up on my car trailer, and her son actually helped me load it.
Okay. What did you do with that?
Told me to get it out of there, and I was going to give her something for it. I had done many things for her. I bent over backwards. Well, she was going to pay me something, or I was going to pay her something for it. I had figured about $300 is what
just
it was
a second.
Worth.
So you were going to pay her for it?
Correct.
Did you pay her for it? Did you pay her for it?
I paid her for it many times. I borrowed her money, cash,
and
on paper.
I understand where we're going. You don't understand where I'm going, sir. When you went to pick up this scrap metal at her house, you can't shift from foot to foot. You intended to give her money for it. That's what you said.
Correct.
And you said maybe $300.
Correct.
My question is, did you give her the $300?
No, I did not.
Okay, so he took a truckload of scrap metal and...
Okay, he took a couple truckloads of scrap metal.
Keep going.
Helped him load it all up and take it out. I have an estimated price of...
It's not what I asked you. Get to the motorcycle.
And a car. I have...
Are you listening to me?
What do you want?
I said you were trying to explain to me about the $2,300 that you were going to pay him for the motorcycle.
Okay, I asked him. I got my checkbook out and I said, what do you want for the motorcycle? Because he brought it over like in April. He came over, took all the scrap metal out.
When did he take the scrap metal?
In May.
So he brought the motorcycle over in April and he gave it to you without any money.
Right.
Why didn't you take out your checkbook in April? What do you mean, huh?
Because
what does that mean?
Because, I was waiting for my taxes to get back. That's why.
Oh, well, just a second.
I told him.
So you said, I'm waiting for my taxes to get back. And it's very easy to ascertain. On what date did you get a refund on your taxes?
I don't remember. It was all around that time.
So in April, when he brought over the motorcycle, you did not take out your checkbook, despite the fact that you had a contract with him with regard to the motorcycle. The motorcycle was $2,300, which you were going to pay him for. He gave you the pink slip on the motorcycle in anticipation of you paying for the motorcycle.
Correct.
I still haven't heard about payment. Now let's go to the payment part. Now we're in May and you haven't paid for it.
Yes, in May.
He came and he took scrap metal from
your
house.
And I also gave him a car that I have the estimated.
He gave him a whole bunch of scrap metal and?
And a car. That's worth
$3,000. And tell me the conversation that you had.
And I said, is that it? And he said, yep, I don't want a check from you. That's all I want for the motorcycle. I have a text message, too, about it.
That's all I want to see is the text message. Well, I have a text message from you, sir, that says, I will gladly bring you back your stuff. I gave you that bike because I love you and care about you and wanted you to be happy, remember? I gave you the title because I trusted you. Why can't you trust me? I don't want the thing back.
Because I trusted her to pay me.
Now, I want to see you ride it and enjoy it. That's why I didn't try to sell it last fall.
I did, originally. When I thought that we were going to have some type of a relationship, I told her that I would eventually give it to her if things worked out between us, but I did not.
Listen to me, sir. Now I'm going to explain to you very briefly and sadly for you, what a contract is.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's taking advantage of a guy who's got it bad for you, and you know that you are going to end up in the end. He feels like a fool. He feels like you took him for a ride.
And later today...
I was still looking for places to get my laptop fixed. I didn't know it was completely ruined at the time. So when I found
out
it was
damaged... You've got a lot of excuses, sir.
That's what happened.
Millions of excuses.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shannon Hennenkamp says former friend Cheryl Tenyon owes for loans and the return of a Harley Davidson. Cheryl is countersuing for scrap metal he took without her permission and for harassment.
When a relationship doesn't work out and people exchange birthday presents, gifts for no reason at all, that doesn't mean that when the relationship fails, you get those things back, even though you would not have given those things to, in this case, the defendant.
Right.
You wouldn't have fixed her car, bought her parts or anything else if you didn't plan on having a life together and a future together. If she was just a stranger, a nice lady, but you had no interest in her, you wouldn't have fixed her cars, bought the parts, turned over the title to the motorcycle. You wouldn't have done any of those things for her if you didn't plan on spending your life together.
Correct.
Or making a life together. That is not a contract. A contract is, I am going to give this to you. In consideration of my giving this to you, we're going to make an exchange. There's a method of payment. Whatever it is, there's a time, there's a method of payment. There is a contract, even though it's not in writing. What you have described to me is a broken heart, failed relationship, and now you want all your stuff back. Well, sadly, you don't get it back.
There's many.
And you don't get compensated for it either.
There's many other things.
Yeah, I know. I got it all. What I don't understand with regard to you is as follows. You have a counterclaim against him for harassment. And one of the things that I don't understand about you, hey, look here, is you say that he was controlling during the course of your relationship, that he gave you all of these things and became more and more controlling. And that happened during the course of the entire relationship, February, March, April, May. But then you say to me, well, because I'm going to read your answer. Even though he was controlling and he was becoming a little weird, the final straw was on June 2nd when I reluctantly borrowed Shannon's utility trailer to haul something. What does that mean? I reluctantly borrowed his trailer.
I didn't not want to have to. I had to borrow it.
No, you didn't. There's nothing that you had to do. The only thing that you have to do is go to a hospital, take your children to a hospital.
I know.
Yeah, that's not an answer. That's taking advantage of a guy who's got it bad for you, and you know that despite the fact that you are going to end up him in the end, you still do the one last thing. I reluctantly borrowed his trailer, and then you claim that he came through my house and stole a lot of property from me, and you want to be compensated for this kind of harassment that he has done to you, making phone calls to you because he feels like a fool. He feels like you took him for a ride.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You would have said, you know what? Didn't work out. He gave me the motorcycle because he loved me. Here's the motorcycle back. That would have ended his harassment.
No.
Well, you don't know that until you try.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shannon Hinnenkamp says former friend Cheryl Tenyon owes for loans and the return of a Harley Davidson. Cheryl is countersuing for scrap metal he took without her permission and for harassment.
If you know that he feels like you've taken him on a financial ride, then what you do is, if what he wants is, it's not going to make him totally whole, but if what he wants is the ultimate slap in his face, which is the motorcycle, you would have said, you know what? Didn't work out. He gave me the motorcycle because he loved me and he wanted me to be happy. Here's the motorcycle back. You didn't do that. That would have ended his harassment.
No.
Well, you don't know that until you try. Until you say, listen, it didn't work out. You have the metal. That's all I have for you. I don't want the motorcycle. I know you put some money into it. I know you paid for it. I know you fixed it up for me. I'm going to give it back to you. Here's the title. I'm going to sign the title over to you. And we're not having anything to do with each other anymore. That's what a nice lady would do.
I bought it from him.
No, you didn't. Did you pay him for fixing all your cars? Did you pay him for fixing all your cars? The answer is no. Did you pay him for your daughter's bed for college? I read your papers. I read his.
Text messages that say he does not want anything for him. He took my cars. I didn't ask him for anything.
I'm giving you my answer with regard to your counterclaim because I'm giving you Zippo. Because if you were really afraid of him and if you really wanted him to stop annoying you, you would have at least tried to say to him, listen, I know you feel like a jerk, so here's your stuff back. You didn't do that. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. Hey! No, that's not how we do it here. Parties are excused. You may step out.
She used me and took advantage of my wanting to help her.
I told him right from the start I did not want a serious relationship with him.
She's done it to many people before. I've had people come up and tell me that.
After a while, it started controlling.
She's going to keep on doing it.
Run.
Stay single.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Richardson versus Morehouse. Step forward.
19-year-old Laura Richardson is suing her sister's ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Tom Morehouse, for a loan to buy a car. Tom is countersuing, claiming Laura ruined his laptop when she spilled super glue on it.
Miss Richardson, Mr. Morehouse was the boyfriend of your sister.
Yes.
That's the sister?
Yes, ma'am.
He was your boyfriend?
Yeah.
For how long?
2 years.
Had enough, or did he?
Both, kind of.
Fine. While they were together, you made a loan to him.
Mm-hmm.
What was it for?
It was for a car, Your Honor.
How much did she give you?
$1,000, Your Honor.
When did you tell her you'd pay her back?
I believe by May of this year, Your Honor.
Did you pay her back?
No, I did not, Your Honor.
Why not?
I was having job issues, Your Honor. I was working at a temporary job at a warehouse. My assignment ended, and I had to look for work again. That was what they were...
So you didn't pay her back because you didn't have the money?
Yes, Your Honor, that's correct.
But that doesn't mean that you still don't owe her the money.
I believe I do not owe her the money, Your Honor, because she broke my laptop that I gave her for collateral. The original agreement was she would loan me the money, and I gave her my laptop as collateral, and she damaged my laptop, pouring super glue, like, all over the keyboard, all over the screen, all
Where
over the mouse
it?
Bed. I sold it because I had no use
that
for
doesn't,
it.
Well, that's not helpful to me, Mr. Morehouse.
I have a picture, Your Honor,
I don't want to look at a picture. Not going to look at your picture. Let me tell you, this is what we have so far, Mr. Morehouse, so I want you to pay careful attention. You borrowed $1,000 that you acknowledge. You made partial payment on $1,000. There's still a balance due and owing of $700, I believe.
That's correct.
You don't dispute that. At the time that you borrowed the money, you gave her a laptop, according to you, as collateral.
Yes, Your Honor.
Collateral for a loan is usually kept until the loan is fully paid. You did not pay the loan. She was clearly nice enough because you must have called her and said, I need my laptop back. Can I have it? And she gave it to you.
Yes.
In what month and year did she give you the laptop?
The month? September of last year, Your Honor.
September of last year. A year ago, she gave you back the laptop.
Yes.
Right? And she gave you back the laptop, why?
I asked for it back, see if I could fix it, see if I can get it fixed myself, and I needed it to look for work, too. I have no other source of internet or anything else.
Were you still dating her sister then?
No.
When did you stop dating her sister?
A little while after I gave her the laptop, maybe a month later, August.
So in August you gave her the laptop, in August she gave you the money?
Yes, Your Honor.
In August you stopped dating the sister? In September, you said, I want the laptop back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, when was the last payment you made to her?
I don't remember, Your Honor.
October 22nd.
She gave you back the laptop in September, according to you?
Yes.
Of 2011?
Yes, Your Honor.
Miss Richardson said the last payment that you made to her was October...
22nd.
22nd. Now, if somebody returned your collateral to you and you say she vandalized it a year ago, why would you make another payment to her after that?
I was still looking for places to get my laptop fixed. I didn't know it was completely ruined at the time. So when I found
you
out it was
damaged... You got a lot of excuses, sir.
That's what
Millions
happened.
Millions... of excuses. Say I'm sorry, I owe you the money. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $700. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You hire Miss Martinez to act as your photographer and party planner.
Video would also be taken by her husband.
But the whole event is a blur.
What happened to that video?
Judge Judy.
I thought it was fair, basically. He owed me money, and he didn't pay me back. He made excuses not to pay me back.
And I'm pretty reasonable, but, I mean, if you damage someone's property and you make an agreement, you know, then you should follow through with it.
He had a job, but he lost it because he was irresponsible.
She spilled super glue on it. Like, I don't know how you spill super glue on a laptop, honestly.
He said I spilled super glue on it. I mean, I don't know about that.
I seen the laptop when it came in, and it was just had a super glue all over it. It was completely demolished.
It is what it is, honestly.
My sister gave it back to him. He never asked for it back.
I'm not mad at them. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Never loan anyone money ever again.
Just gonna go my separate ways.
I guess it was a mistake.
Accidents happen, you know. I'm not gonna say she did it on purpose.
Never works out, ever.
Accidents happen, and, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, it is what it is.